No one knows the full extent of how the shutdown will hit Indian country, but policymakers are braced for pain to come. Democrats continue to band together, demanding Congress intervene to keep Affordable Care Act premiums from doubling in the coming months. Arizona Democratic Senator Ruben Gallego says those future rate hikes promise more pain than today's temporary furloughs.
Well, it just depends. Like, some government workers obviously will feel it when they don't get their next paycheck because they already got the first paycheck. But when people are really going to feel it is around November 1st when they start getting open enrollment and 24 million of them are going to have their insurance rates double.
Take the Indian Health Service. While Medicare and Medicaid are first payers, IHS is a payer of last resort, which means the IHS budget is insulated for now, according to Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, an enrolled member of the Cherokee Nation.
Right now, nobody's affected yet. They're dealing off reimbursements, and a lot of their reimbursements come off Medicaid and Medicare, and of course, that's not affected by this.
Even though Mullen isn't worried about IHS cuts, he says that doesn't mean Congress can shrug off the unseen impacts of a federal government shutdown.
There is no pressure taken off of us. We're in a shutdown. The thing is like, when are level heads going to prevail in the Democrat Party? That's what we're waiting on.
Indian country was already reeling from federal cuts before the shutdown. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. rescinded IHS staffing cuts earlier this year. But New Mexico Democratic Senator Ben Ray Lujan says cuts to other parts of the federal health care budget have been felt across Indian country.
There's a hospital in the state of New Mexico an IHS facility that no longer offers support for moms delivering kids or having babies. And that's all because of the Trump administration and a direct result of the poor leadership coming from Robert Kennedy.
For National Native News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.